Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's a Donnie Football Friday. We're out at 84 Lumber in Bridgeville. These people are really, really great out here. They've treated Donnie and me and Seth, like kings. They really have. There's a coffee truck out here. Right now, all Pittsburgh area 84 Lumber showrooms are offering 10% off all retail purchases today and tomorrow. What a place. Nick Costos on the line, host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Catch You Better You Bet weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern and You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff Sundays 11 to 1 Eastern, leading you up to kickoff on the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. Nick, the obvious first question today, what are the new MVP odds for Bo Nix?
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Baby!
Yeah, great. I got to tell you, I got your guys' listener base and viewer base is tremendous. I got so many messages after the Broncos beat the Chiefs on Sunday. And look, like, it's a great call by you. But there's nothing for me to say. I was wrong. I will say I'm a little disappointed in you guys, though.
What happened?
On Sunday, Austin texted me, right? Like, right, of course, because Austin, you can't wait. Like, the body's not even cold yet. And I got a text from Austin. Like, Austin, I can already tell, is like, what am I going to have for lunch on Friday? And I texted him, and I said, text me Friday morning. We'll work something out. Like, hopefully you're not ordering from, like, the Four Seasons. Like, and, well, to bankrupt me. And I'll get you guys lunch. I got no text from Austin today. None. I texted him before. I talked to him before I came on. Like, what the heck, man? He goes, you guys are on remote, so no lunch today. But I'm here, guys. I got my Venmo. I'm ready to buy you guys lunch, whatever you want. You guys were right. I was wrong. I have to own it. Great job. And now you guys get lunch on me.
Well, we appreciate that, and we're looking forward to it. The thing with you is you're right most of the time. So let's get into Steelers.
I can't believe I was wrong about that stupid Chiefs, man.
I know. Well, I mean, like so many of these games, we're hanging in the balance there with seconds left, and they kicked the field goal. But tell us about Steelers Bears.
So we don't know if Aaron Rodgers is playing, right? Like, there's been no reporting, like, in the last, because I haven't looked in like 10 minutes. I don't think there's been any reporting as to Rodgers is going to play or not. We also have a couple key Bears defensive players that are not practicing yet this week, like their linebackers, a couple members of their secondary. So a little difficult right now for me to give you a firm thought on the game just with so much up in the air. What I can tell you guys is I think I would like to bet the Bears. I think the Bears have a little, as the kids would say, aura right now going on for them. Whether or not they're like luck boxing into some of these wins is immaterial. Like, they are winning these games. And I do think that they could have success against the Steelers defense, particularly over the middle of the field, get the linebackers out in space. And I think that's probably going to be Ben Johnson's plan of attack. But until, like, I know who Pittsburgh's quarterback is, kind of like who's playing in the game for the Bears on defense, it's hard for me to say one way or another, like, I love a bet in this game. What I can tell you is I'd like to bet the Bears. I'm not sure if the situation will present itself, but I would like to bet Chicago in the game.
Nick, when you see a team with a resume like the Bears, where they do manage to win these games, but it seems like it's by the skin of their teeth almost every time, does that strike fear into you at all as a better? Like, you can't really count on them, but, I mean, they've won five games, I think it is, this year when they've trailed with under 2 minutes to go or whatever the crazy stat is on that.
I think it's kind of, Donnie, like the gambler's fallacy to a degree. And just to like illustrate what I mean by that, like we all have been to the casino, right? And sometimes you're standing by the roulette table. And let's say like it comes up black 8 times in a row. Like you're probably thinking, right? You, the listener, you, the viewer, Donnie, Joe, me. It's got, this time it's going to be red. It's black 8 times in a row. Now it has to be red. And like actually, like it doesn't. And maybe the Bears are just going to keep getting away with it. And the team that I always think about in this regard, 2019, the Green Bay Packers, they went to the NFC title game and got absolutely annihilated by the 49ers. Raheem Mostert had like 4 touchdowns in that game. That's the first Niners-Chiefs Super Bowl, Mahomes' first Super Bowl. And the whole season, everyone in the betting community was like, Green Bay sucks. They keep getting away with this and covering these spreads. It can't possibly keep happening. And I remember in the divisional round, they hosted Russell Wilson and the Steelers. They were 4.5-point favorites and won by 5. And I bet Seattle. It's just like, so like, yes, the Bears have gotten lucky, but I would caution people from just saying, well, they've gotten lucky so far. They can't possibly keep getting lucky. Yes, they can. It doesn't mean that they will. Just like, don't make a bet or don't make a bet based on that reason, if that's a fair answer.
Nick, I'm very curious about divisional odds in the AFC right now. I would imagine the Patriots have become just almost a lock. And then I'm more curious about the North and the South and West. What do we have here?
So the Colts are a pretty big favorite to win the South, minus 325. Obviously, the betting market says they are likely to lose on Sunday, and the Jaguars are likely to win, a 3-point road favorite at Arizona. So that's going to get a little interesting. And look, like we have to talk about the Texans right now.
Yeah.
16-1 to win the AFC South prior to last night's game. Now 9-1. And I actually think like they have the best defense in the league. Houston's defense is number one. Better than Denver, better than Seattle. Will Anderson and Daniil Hunter are both absolute freaks rushing the passer, especially Anderson. And their corner duo of Stingley and Lassiter is absolutely superb. And next week, Houston goes on the road to Indianapolis, and CJ Stroud will be back for that game. So setting up next weekend is a fascinating game in the AFC South, but the Colts are the favorites there. The Broncos are big favorites in the AFC West, and Joe, like they should be with the head-to-head win.
Yeah, by now.
They are minus 325. The Chiefs and the Chargers both have the same odds. Now, people might be listening thinking, well, how is that possible? The Chargers are 7-3 or 7-4. The Chiefs are 5-5. The Chargers' offensive line has completely fallen apart. And I think the Chiefs are better than the Chargers at this point, but I do think Denver will win that division. And in the AFC North, Baltimore minus 325, so a big favorite. The Steelers at plus 270. I don't think the Bengals have any chance and the Browns have any chance. And I will just hold to what I've said for multiple weeks now. I do think Baltimore is going to win the AFC North, much to my chagrin. And it sucks, but I think that's what's going to happen.
Nick, can you remember a year or a season where it seems like all of the teams that are in that wild card mix are the dangerous ones? So we look beyond the teams currently leading the division. We have the Chiefs in there. We have the Ravens in there, who aren't even in the playoffs as of right now. The Texans, you mentioned their defense. The Bills with Josh Allen. The Chargers. Even the Jags, if you want to throw them in there, they just beat the Chargers by 30 points. It seems like all of the teams from 5 to 10 in the AFC are the true dangerous ones.
Yeah, it is fascinating, right? And Donnie, what I think it makes for is a wide-open conference where I think you could talk yourself into, and I want to preface this by saying, I think the only team right now in the AFC that can win the Super Bowl, and this is going to sound crazy, and Joe, like you'll probably disagree with this, which is fine. I was wrong last week. Maybe I'm wrong about this. I think the only AFC team that can win the Super Bowl is the Chiefs. Because when you get to the Super Bowl, you're going to have to play the Eagles or the Rams or like Seattle potentially. But I think it'll be either Philly or the Rams. So like the Patriots can get there because the AFC is so wide up. Maybe the Chiefs don't make the playoffs, right? And New England has home field. Denver could make it. I don't think they will, but they could. But like Denver with Bo Nix at quarterback is not beating the Eagles or the Rams in the Super Bowl. So like they can get there. I just don't know if they can win. And the application of this in the betting market would be, so let's say, you know, you're a listener out there. You could even use Pittsburgh as an example, right? I don't think we think Pittsburgh's as good as these teams. Well, let's say you do. The way that I would bet this, and no Steelers fan wants to bet the Steelers to lose in the Super Bowl, But, like, find your horse in the NFC that you like. For me, it's the Eagles, right? Maybe for you, it's the Rams. And bet, like, Rams over Steelers. And maybe they get some revenge for Super Bowl 14. Or, like, Eagles over Patriots. Something like that is a way, like best NFC team over surprise AFC team as one way to bet things at long prices. And shout out to John Stallworth and Terry Bradshaw in Super Bowl 14.
Nick, what is your favorite game on the board across the NFL slate this weekend?
Okay, so let me see if I could give you one favorite. I may give you a total.
Okay, whatever it is.
So I'm looking at the board. Yeah, let's go with let's go with over 50 with the Giants and the Lions in Detroit. So this spread has spiked up from 10.5 to 12.5 because, like, literally, I think within, like, the last, like, 10 minutes or 15 minutes, Giants, I know I got the notification on my phone, Giants interim coach Mike Kafka announced Jackson Dart is out for Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So he has not cleared concussion protocol. Jameis Winston gets another start, which obviously you hear, then you're just like, oh, hell yeah, we're going to get some points in this game because he's either going to throw touchdowns or throw pick sixes. And last week, he only threw one interception against the Packers. Believe you me, I watched that game. He should have thrown like five in that game. The Packers kept dropping them. And on the flip side, the Lions have a ton of success offensively when they can run the ball to set up what they want to do in the passing game. Last Sunday night, like, the Eagles have the best defense in the league, or like one of them, along with Denver, right, and Seattle, and obviously the Houston Texans. I think the Lions are going to look at the Giants, and this is gonna, like, Andy Dufresne breaking out of Shawshank, like looking at that defensive line after playing the Eagles last week. They're going to run for a million yards. They're going to throw for a million yards. Jameis can score in catch-up mode. Let's go over 50 with the Giants and the Lions on Sunday.
Last question, Nick. What are the MVP odds looking like right now? It can't be Josh. It can be Josh Allen.
He's the fourth choice on the board right now at 13-1.
Mm-hmm. Matthew Stafford
and Drake May are occupying almost all the win probability right now. Wow. So Stafford is +125. May is +150. Jonathan Taylor actually is the third choice now following Josh Allen's loss tomorrow night. I don't think he can win because for as great a season as he's having, it's not a historic running back season in the way like Saquon's was last year, going for over 2,000 yards, and even Saquon didn't win, right?
Yeah.
So Jonathan Taylor, unless he gets hurt, is likely to win Offensive Player of the Year. I don't think he can win the double and also win MVP. So I think this is kind of shaking out. And look, maybe you want to make a case for Mahomes if the Chiefs like win out and go 12-5. Like, okay, he's 20-1. Feels unlikely. Jalen Hurts is 35-1. Even if the Eagles go 15-2, I don't think Hurts is going to win because the stats aren't going to be there. So I do think it shakes out between Matthew Stafford and Drake May and kind of like choose your fighter. Which team do you think is going to be better in the regular season? I think the one thing, Joe, to consider if you want to bet this market is that there is kind of a lifetime achievement feel right now to Matthew Stafford, which is not to minimize. He's going to the Hall of Fame. I'm not trying to make it like he's been around for a long time. Let's just give him an MVP. Like, he will deserve it if he wins it. But I think if there's a tie, I think the tie will go to Stafford because he's never won one and the voters will want to give him one. And the thought will be Drake May's in his second year. Like, maybe May wins one down the road. So I would say Stafford is slightly more likely than Drake May, but tough to disagree that those are the two names that should be at the top of the board.
Yeah, man, I agree with that. Nick, any chance you want to go double or nothing on any of these games this week?
Well, which game would you like to go double or nothing on, sir?
How about this, Tom?
I feel like you should get to
Joe.
Choose.
Are we heating up here or what?
Joe, you might be risking our lunch.
Yep.
Joe, don't do that.
Right, I'm risking other people's lunches. All right, you guys have to agree with me on this then, right, Donnie?
We have to sign off.
Yeah. I think that, now let me see here. How about, what's the Carolina-San Fran spread right now?
7.
Carolina's going to cover.
Oh, boy.
Come on, boys.
I agree.
Let's go with Bryce Young
agree.
Here. Oh, you agree?
But I agree.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I can't go against you on that. I agree.
Indy KC.
Well, I mean, you know what side I like.
Boys, you want to take Indy in this one? Bury the Chiefs once and for all? What's the point spread?
I'm looking at 3.5.
So I think so. Daniel Jones was added to the injury report yesterday, and he was not on the injury report Wednesday, which would indicate that he got hurt yesterday in practice. There was reporting that like the Colts are just being cautious with him. So it's possible he has a full practice today. And if that happens and he's good to go, no injury designation, I think this will go down to 3, Chiefs minus 3. But here's what I would say to you guys, right? Now, Joe, specifically for you, because honestly, like, let's be real here. Donnie and Austin, you guys will be eating this free lunch because of Joe. Like, Joe's the one that stuck his neck on.
Yep, correct.
And I got Joe, a game. I got a game for what? No, go ahead.
Now, Joe was a real man. And he stood up to my challenge, which was, like, you like Denver in the game, take them to win. Which, by the way, was a bet that definitely benefited me because the Chiefs were favored in the game.
Okay.
So, like, I got the better end of that bet, and you guys still won, so credit to you. So what I will say is, if we are going to do this double or nothing, then I will once again encourage you, you fine gentlemen, to put your big boy pants on and take the Indianapolis Colts to win the game, and I'll take the Chiefs to win the game.
I got a better one for you. I'm going to take the Cincinnati
Bungles. Better than that? What could be better than that?
I'm going to take the Bungles outright to beat the Patriots. You boys with me?
Great. Great. I'm in on that. I'll take the Patriots.
Okay.
Awesome.
Good. The Patriots luck.
Even if Joe Burrow plays. Great. I'll take the Patriots.
Yep.
Great. Thank you very much.
Donnie, doesn't look like we'll be eating any lunch anytime soon.
Let's go Bungles.
Joe,
Let's have a little who day chant, Donnie. Who day?
I will side with you here for show unity.
For show unity?
For show unity. Donnie, what are you, nuts? Donnie, they're not going to win?
Donnie.
Come on, Donnie.
Come on, Donnie.
You don't have to support these insane ramblings here. You can take a stand if you'd like.
Take a stand, Donnie.
I do not think Cincy is going to win the game.
They trusted me last week. They're going to trust me this week.
I don't trust you this week.
We're on, Nick. The Bungles to beat the Patriots.
I have to be real. Listen, Donnie and Austin, there is no lunch to even bet. Without Joe.
That's true.
Correct.
So Joe should get to make the call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be fair.
And
I'll go with him.
I just made it. We're all Bungles fans this week, Nick.
Well, Joe, you'll be wrong.
So if I lose, then I have to buy you guys lunch on 2 days, like two straight Fridays?
Or just a more expensive lunch with dessert.
If we were in New York City, this would be very expensive. Like, what's the price of like a really nice sandwich in Pittsburgh?
I was thinking more along.
Yeah, we can work that out.
I was thinking more along the lines of Bruce Chris little steak for lunch.
Yeah, we'll see.
Bungles win, come on, we're on. All right, Nick, thank you.
They do have like salads at Ruth's Chris. So,
I'm getting a sweet potato crumble for dessert. Little filet mignon.
You're really riding high now, Joe.
Thank you, Nick.
If the Bengals win, then you may deserve that sweet potato crumble. Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you guys, all the listeners and viewers. Wishing everybody minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Nick.
Nick is actually off next week, Donnie.
He is.
So I'm not going to say if we win, when we win. I'm feeling this one. It's time for the Patriots to lose.
I think since you're in on Thanksgiving, you're out on Friday, correct? So I think it'll be, and I believe Limits is out on Friday. I think it's myself and Sean, call me Seth Meyers.
So that was the host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Kostos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary for all your betting and sports talk needs. Check out the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. Nick is always game. That's what I love about that guy. That and his energy. And he's really sharp. Amy Smiley, step on down. 84 Lumber, I think, promotions director. Is that what I should call you, Amy? And are you related to John Smiley, the former Pirates pitcher?
I'm not related to him, but amazing player.
Promotions director is fair?
Vice President of Marketing for 84.
Holy bird milk.
You kind of undersold her.
Yeah, I think I undersold you, Amy.
We don't have that title, Promotions Director, but I'm sure that falls under.
Same purview, I think. We appreciate being here today. This has been one of our most enjoyable days of the year. Donnie, would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. I mean, your staff has been great. We've had a couple of people come through. You have been very gracious to us. You went out and picked up lunch.
I did.
I know it was kind of the push from this guy, but we're all very happy about it.
Push.
You have the free coffee.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys just seem to have everything going on this weekend.
And Orest back there has a hell of a mustache, doesn't he?
There's quite a few fantastic mustaches here. Actually, if Troy's around, where's Troy? He has a stash going on.
Yeah, he does. So tell us what's going on at 84 Lumber these days. It seems like a lot today and tomorrow.
Yeah, so in our Pittsburgh market here, which, you know, we have 14 locations. So we're doing a 10% off showrooms, retail price in those locations today and tomorrow. And then at four of our locations, which is here at Bridgeville, our 84 store, our Mars store, and our West Mifflin store, we have coffee trucks. So if you're around any of those stores, come on up. Free coffee on 84. And not just a boring coffee. You can get a fancy coffee.
Right.
A pumpkin pie. Donnie's got a pumpkin pie coffee.
I had an iced latte with pumpkin pie flavoring, Joe. What did you think of that move?
I think it was big. And I saw the whole thing happen. It was unbelievable.
I know you try to stay away from coffee, but it was very good.
Yeah. What Donnie and I were looking around here. Neither one of us are very handy around the house. That's a problem for us.
That's okay. It's okay. There's a lot of people that are very handy and are our customers, and we are so proud to work with the builders, the contractors, and we're open to the public. So you're a DIYer, a weekend warrior, you want to come in, we can help you with all of those projects. These guys work in the front counter that you see here, they're project experts. So you have an idea, they know exactly what material you need.
I have an idea.
Okay.
My closet. Okay. The thing is, it's not my closet. There's a closet on our main floor. Mm-hmm. I live in a house that's the size of like a matchbox. It's a very tiny house. So my wife and my daughter have all the closet space upstairs. They keep me in the basement like I'm a cat. And I have my own bathroom down there, everything else. But I also have all my nice shirts and golf shirts hanging in that dingy little basement. I want to move it to the closet on the main floor. The closet on the main floor is not really a closet. It's got a bunch of shelves in it. I want to convert it and make it a closet for all my stuff. So I need tools and I need ideas and I need somebody smart to help me do it.
Well, actually, upstairs here at Bridgeville, there's a second floor. You guys got to check it out.
Oh.
We have a design studio upstairs.
Joe, we got to go up there.
We got designers. They could lay it out for you. We have kitchen displays. We have some bath displays. I've used the design studio for two of my projects.
That's cool.
They're wonderful.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware
You'll
that
be
all,
very inspired.
Yeah. I wasn't aware that all that's happening. You have an idea for around the house. And honestly, I'm being very honest about this. I have not been in a friendlier venue for an on-site show in my career than this place. Every single person has a smile on their face. Every single person's in a good mood, very helpful, fun. Donnie, this place is incredible.
And they have plenty of fan listeners too, Joe. Think of how many of the employees come up to us. I mean, we're the guys that do the easy stuff. These guys have the...
I know. We had Dan the mailman come in and give us pretzels, for God's sake.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I missed that.
Seth, did you eat the whole pretzel? He ate the whole pretzel.
What is the breakdown of... like contractors that come in versus like the DIY people?
I mean, our business is really the B2B, so builders. You're driving down the road, you see those developments, Infinity Homes, you know, those names, we sell directly to them. So we're shipping product right out to the job site. So we're helping build Pittsburgh. We're helping build America. We're headquartered here. We're coming up on 70 years. Second generation family-owned company.
Ron Cook covered the opening of the company.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding.
I'm like, oh.
He may have, for all I know, Donnie. We're here at 84 Lumber.
So yeah, a lot of people don't know that we are, you know, a national company.
Yeah.
We have 320 facilities in 34 states. We have 7,500 associates that work for us across the country. And we're still family-owned, privately held, and it's such a cool family environment. Like you said, everyone's friendly, everyone's nice. It's just who we are. It's the culture at 84.
I didn't realize how expansive 84 Lumber was, Joe, until last year. I was out in Vegas for the Steelers Raiders game, and I see an 84
yeah.
Lumber, and
it's
I'm like,
right,
they got
84
Lumber in
yeah.
Vegas?
Yeah, we do.
Wow, too yeah. bad Cabali wasn't there. He skipped that
yeah,
trip. Amy, this is fantastic. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you guys for being here. This yeah. is a fun Friday.
Thank you.
This is great. We appreciate it.
Joe, we
got to
check out that studio upstairs.
I'm literally going up there because I'm not going to stand for this any longer, Donnie.
They got
why
you stuck down in that fortress.
Why do my clothes have to be down in the dingy basement? We're converting that closet. Thank you, Amy.
Down there like a
thank
cat.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
That music means it's time for a Bechtold breakdown. We're out at 84 Lumber here. On a Donnie Football Friday, treats galore for everybody. We have a bet now on the Bengals, much to the chagrin of Donnie and Limits. Nick Costos, double or nothing. If we win this bet, you guys get lunch, not just lunch next Friday, or probably two Fridays from now, but anywhere you want, Donnie. You wouldn't be shocked if the Patriots won, would you? Or, I mean, if the Bengals won?
Well, there's something else of note here. I know we kind of had this discussion earlier in the show about how much better could the Bengals' offense really be once Joe Burrow comes back into the picture. And I think we both agreed the guy's not playing defense at an all-pro level. That's still the major problem with them. The Bengals do have until 4 p.m. tomorrow to activate Joe Burrow.
Ooh.
To the 53-man roster because they opened up his 21-day practice window a couple of weeks ago. So it seems like even if he doesn't play, they're going to activate him because if they don't, he's not going to be able to play the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Like Corey Trice did not get activated. He's out for the rest of the year.
Right.
So they're going to activate the guy.
I mean, it's if just he runs a matter out of if onto that field, then they get a big boost from that game, I think. And I thought their defense played a little better last week. Did you, Donnie?
Yeah, I wonder, too, like, is there something to be concerned there about the Steelers' offense? But it seemed like it was a pretty conservative game plan going in. And knowing how Pittsburgh's defense was able to respond, that was the big story. I mean, even in a game where they only got 20 offensive points, Pittsburgh still scored over 30. Two of those came on defense, and they were able to stop Cincinnati, unlike many defenses had all season, and it was a good response to that Thursday night game
yeah.
where they let the floodgates open.
I just think Cincy's defense played better limits, but the show is yours now. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Limits.
Thank you, Joe. The Bechtold Breakdown for this Friday, November 21st, is brought to you by Southside Plumbing and Heating. Our wonderful friend Jake at Southside Plumbing and Heating bringing it to you. With guys, I didn't want to start the breakdown here, but I'm going to start it here anyway. This Jack Sawinski thing is just annoying me, man. And I understand that they're going to bring in a spring training. It's only $1.25 million. If they decide to cut him, it's not that much money anyway.
But guys, why are we still stringing on to the hope that Jack Sawinski is going to be able to figure it out?
When
we're told all this money that they're going to spend in free agency on a new outfielder, if they're giving Jack Sawinski a contract, they're going to at least give him a chance to compete in spring training, and that takes at bats away from somebody else that we would like to see out there, not him.
Donnie, I'm out of words. I've ranted, I've raved, I've raged, you go ahead.
The guy had 1.5 good seasons of power numbers at the plate, not even overall numbers. Had 1.5 seasons, maybe not even a 1.5. Maybe that's even too much to give him credit for. And they're still trying to latch on and think that he's got something. Now, I have said this in the past, Joe, and you and Austin can both tell me if you agree or disagree. He is the type of guy that could go somewhere that will figure out what's wrong with him offensively, and I think he could turn into a guy that gets back to those power numbers. He's never going to win a batting title. But
he turns 27 next year, or 28. He turns 28 in July. They brought him back last year for another try, and he hit 147. 147.
Is that good?
He'll never figure it out here, but he's the type of guy that would go to, like, the Tampa Bay Rays,
oh,
and then all of a sudden
they
find something.
Listen, I wasn't going to rant on this, and now my energy is ramped up. He hit 147. The year before, he hit 182. He had 57 strikeouts and 150 at-bats. Do you know what that extrapolates to, limits? I don't. So in 300, he would have twice as many, right?
Yeah.
So in 300, he'd be up to 114.
Yeah, over a third.
So in a normal season, he'd be over 200 strikeouts, hitting 147, and he hits a home run every once in a while. I could find literally 1,000 guys in baseball history who could do the same. From pirates of the past like Rick Lancelotti or, I don't know,
Lasting's
Adam
Millage.
How about Tyke Redmond?
Millage was good. Tyke Redmond was a pretty good major league hitter.
I like
he was
Tyke
a 270
Redmond.
Hitter. I'm talking
Chris
about
Duffy.
These. Yeah, Will
Josh
Craig.
Josh Van Meter.
Listen, Josh Van Meter. I promise you two things. If you gave Will Craig 150 at-bats, I promise you he would hit at least 3 homers and would bat better than 147. If you gave name another guy from Pirates recent history. I'm trying to think of who I was just thinking of. Will Craig is one.
G1 Bay.
147 at-bats, and he's not even a power-hitting first baseman. I'm thinking of those are kind of the classic Pirates of the past. I realize Sawinski's an outfielder, but these guys that they've given up on. Oh, I know the other one, and I promise you this. If you gave Paul Skenes a month to ramp up as a hitter, he would be a better major league hitter than Jack Sawinski, and that is no exaggeration. And so would a lot of other pitchers. What the hell are they doing?
I actually have a good one for you. If he would be better than Jack Sawinski, a guy that tore it up in the minors and they gave up on after, what, a dozen games in the majors?
Yeah.
Matt Gorski.
Without a doubt.
Yes.
Without a doubt.
He had 2 home runs in like 8 games. Now, he hit like 125, but the guy had 2 home runs in like 10 games.
If you gave him a guaranteed 150 at-bats in the majors, he would hit more than 3 homers and would probably hit about 147, but he would probably hit like 6 homers. This is just ridiculous. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
He'll be the opening day center fielder.
He'll play the whole outfield, right, center, and left.
There was an MLB on ESPN story from Jorge Castillo that came out today. The best landing spots for Pete Alonso, one of them, your Pittsburgh Pirates.
He just needed to find an extra team to put on that list. How many teams did he list?
So the Mets, of course, are listed. There were 6. The Mets,
probably the Yankees,
Boston, Cincinnati was listed, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Toronto, that's more than 6.
What's he
and
gonna
your
command?
Pittsburgh Pirates.
150, in excess of 150, you guys
probably
think?
Yeah, I think so.
His last contract, though, with the Mets, when he opted out, I feel like it wasn't crazy. It was just a one-year thing, though.
Yeah, now he's looking for his
career-ending
money, maybe.
He tore it up again. Yeah, and he's probably looking at this like this is the last go-around.
I don't know why this is happening. I really don't. Jeff Passan, of all people, the best guy in the business, is attaching them to this. It baffles me. They better spend some money. They're not bringing in a player for $150 million or more.
No,
they will shock me if that happens.
I wouldn't have the expectation for Pete Alonso, Kyle Schwarber. I think Bo Bichette, his name got brought up yesterday because he is in Toronto and he has that tie to Ben Cherington. I wouldn't get the hopes up for anybody like that. A name that a couple people have brought up, Jason brought it up yesterday. We discussed it a little bit further. Was Eugenio Suarez, because apparently his projected contract is only like 2 for 40 or
yeah,
2 for 45.
Yeah, that's more in the ballpark.
And I used a line that I thought you would enjoy, Joe. I said the guy has more power than Duquesne Light. I mean, you put him in the Pirates lineup, and it looks like you're adding Barry Bonds.
Well, I mean,
given
at 49 homers, you practically are if he does that again.
And I know he doesn't do that every year. He's done it twice since 2019, but still, I mean, if the guy gives you 30, he's going to be your best power hitter in a landslide.
If he gives you 8, he'll be your best infielder. Donnie,
I don't even care if he goes out in the field without a glove.
Neither do I. He can leave the glove at the hotel. Do you know who were their starting? Who got the most at-bats around the infield last year? You tell me. First base would have been Horowitz, right?
I mean, I think by the end of it, it might have been Triolo, the amount that he played.
Well, let's just say Horowitz for now. The second baseman was Gonzalez, right?
Yeah.
The shortstop for most of the year was IKF, who then goes to the World Series. And the third baseman was Key Brian Hayes. Would you like to guess how many homers their starting infield hit combined?
Well, Horowitz definitely carried the load, and the guy missed the first month and a half.
Yeah.
Horowitz had
18.
Eighteen total.
18 home runs for their infield.
Izzy MZ, Peggy Treek. Izzy MZ, Peggy Treek.
Suarez hits as many during his pregame pee. 18 home runs? 18 home runs for your whole infield, but at least they brought back Jack Sawinski.
And
to
I think
center.
Horowitz had at least half of those.
More than half. He had 11.
Yeah. I mean, you got what? 2 out of Key Brian Hayes.
1 out of IKF and 5 out of Gonzalez,
yeah.
Who's not a power hitter, doesn't really hit for much, and is not that good of a fielder, yet I field calls every week about how great he is.
Well, I think that's because he's not like a total and complete bust that he gets severely overrated.
That's the bar.
I've brought that up before.
Next.
Yes, limits.
Pitt basketball loses last night to UCF 67-77. They shoot 39% from the field. They give up 52% to UCF. Guys, they've played two good teams so far. I mean, I don't even know how great of a team UCF is, but they've lost to both UCF and West Virginia. How concerned are you about Pitt basketball this year, Joe?
Very. And if I knew any of their players, I'd be even more concerned. Limits. Donnie? It's college basketball and college sports these days. I don't start diving into college hoops for a while here, and it's just a brand new team. I don't know any of the players.
I know Cam Corin is having a nice start to the season. I know he led them again last night. He did with 17. But, I mean, it is pretty glaring that Pitt has two real teams on their schedule, and I don't even know how real I would say UCF basketball is. And they've lost both by double digits. They have Ohio State at home on Black Friday. That should be a fun atmosphere, but I think that's one where I would give Ohio State the edge. Texas A&M after that. They have that fun one against Penn State later in December, right before Christmas. That game's going to be in Hershey or something, right? Limits?
Yeah.
Like it's not either. Neither team is at home. It's
correct.
A neutral site. And then you get into ACC play. And you have Louisville that's a really good team. You have Duke and UNC who are always good. NC State sneaking in and out of the top 25. And teams that they've struggled with in the last few years, Clemson, Wake Forest, Virginia. I'm certainly thinking that I'm putting a very little chance that they ever really have a prayer of an NCAA tournament bid. I know it's early, But we also know out of the ACC at this point, you need to have like 23 wins and some pretty good ones to pull that off. They're not picking up the weight in the non-conference the way they did last year.
Texter.
They would have to rattle off the wins against Ohio State and A&M for anybody to have, you know, get excited.
Texter, send Sawinski to Austin's Wiffle Ball League.
He'd hit 200.
At least.
I think he'd hit well over there. That. All right, finally.
Hold on one sec, Limits. Sorry. Fan weather, 65% chance of rain tonight. High of Jeff Locke, 49. A low of Antoine Blake, 41. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions, and the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
Last story I have for you guys, I thought this was fascinating. So Kalen DeBoer's name has been floated around Penn State a little bit. Josh Pate says, I do think Penn State has zeroed in on their coach and their guy in recent days. I don't expect Kalen DeBoer to be involved. But one thing that Rivals put out there that I thought was really fascinating, because Penn State, Florida, LSU are considered the three biggest jobs in whatever order you want to put them in. Penn State has had 19 decommitments after James Franklin was fired, the most of anyone. LSU 1 and Florida 0. Why do you guys think this is? Like, did James Franklin really have this much pull? Like, I understand he had great relationships with recruits, but I do find it troubling from Penn State that they have all these decommitments.
You might hit on the key on it there, Limits.
And Florida and LSU haven't.
Yeah, he has great relationships with these recruits. Could it be that 18 of the 19 are headed to Virginia Tech?
Well, a lot have already committed to other places. I don't think any have officially committed to Virginia Tech yet. A lot have been offered. But some players, like their four-star offensive lineman, is committed to, I think, Indiana. And other programs are scooping up players. But I find it fascinating, Florida and LSU are not. A lot of people are pointing it out to be a money thing, that relationships with Franklin are what caused a lot of recruits to commit. While Florida and LSU, it's Florida and LSU, sure, but they're also getting paid a boatload of money, and they're just not decommitting.
Yeah, I think there's definitely something to that. Like, the SEC programs will be able to have more money for these kids coming in, have more of a financial commitment. And I also think a little bit of it is having faith, those kids that is, that LSU and Florida will bring in, like, the top coaches, the top names that are out there, whereas Penn State, I wouldn't quite put them there. I know that they've been floated around with some of the that are available, but I think there's more faith that LSU and Florida will get the big-name coaches.
Thank you, Limits.
Thank you, Joe.
It's the Donnie Football Friday. We're out at 84 Lumber in Bridgeville. You should join us. You should say hi. There's still time. We have the whole 1 o'clock hour. Coffee truck, all kinds of things happening. Our friend Amy explained, which I didn't know was going on here and at all 84 Lumbers, Donnie, is the do-it-yourself project. You get an idea, they can help you execute that idea. I think that's pretty cool.
And that would certainly be a help of people like us, Joe.
Yes.
Who are not handy ones.
But you know what? I think most people are like that. Some people are probably better than us as handymen, but how many people on their own just go out and, like, you know, rebuild a closet or something? I don't think many. I don't think many, Donnie. And even if they do, they still need the supplies, right?
Yes, they do.
84 Lumber right now offering 10% off all retail purchases today and tomorrow. That's all Pittsburgh area 84 Lumber stores.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.